Could we have a surprise NFL coach on the hot seat? Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So glad to have you. We know the suspects who are probably in danger of being fired at the end of the year, Perloff, right? Mike McCarthy in Dallas, Doug Peterson, Jacksonville Jaguars. These guys, well, these guys might want to start looking elsewhere. But we, or I'll speak for myself, I did not think that Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the 49ers, was on that list or in that category at all. Did you?
I'm not shocked to hear that. But, you know, they have some, there's a media beef going on in San Francisco everyone knows about where Kyle Shanahan's insulting this reporter named Grant Cohn, and Grant Cohn is saying you have to fire him now immediately. Other media people have taken up this big topic, is he on the hot seat? That's like a thing on San Francisco media. Because there's a lot of disappointment with the season. You know about the Grant Cohn thing, right? Like, watch any press conference. There, it's a war going on where Shanahan's like, you're a buffoon. And Grant Cohn gets on social media and says, you got to fire this guy immediately. He's taking a lot of heat right now.
Well,
from the media, and I think from some fans, are super disappointed in this team.
Well, listen, we understand that New York Jets owner Woody Johnson definitely reads social media and then acts accordingly. I don't know if Jed York does that in San Francisco, but let's put a little bit more of a, you know, a finer point on this, if we will. Okay, so Shireen Williams, who has been covering the NFL for 30 years, okay, not a hot taker, okay? Like, this is someone who is as respected as anybody in the industry. We asked her a question about Brock Purdy and about whether or not Brock Purdy is in line to no doubt get a, you know, record-breaking contract, just like every other quarterback, good quarterback, when their time is up. Here's what Shireen first had to say about Purdy and whether or not he might even be with the 49ers next season.
Would Kyle Shanahan, if he's still there, I think that's a question too. If he's still there, would he have interest in Aaron Rodgers?
Let's play the Purdy one first, Alex.
To me, he's still one of the best coaches in the NFL, and I don't know that there's many coaches that you can upgrade to who's going to be better than Kyle Shanahan. But what if they don't make the playoffs? What if they finish with 6 or 7 wins? Do the 49ers consider that? I mean, they move on from Jim Harbaugh, for Pete's sake. So who knows what happens in this? I mean, nothing surprises you anymore in this league with things like that happen.
Okay, so that was Shireen. She joined us last hour. So that's her talking about Kyle Shanahan. She wouldn't be surprised. And if they are 5-5 right now, if it ends up being a 6 or 7 win season, is he suddenly out the door?
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. And even Shireen didn't say it was definitely going to happen. I'd be shocked if they got rid of him. But I'll tell you right now, he would have 16 offers in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. He might be a little difficult. He's kind of hard-headed. Isn't that his reputation? He yells at players a lot. I think he's quite stubborn in his way. But man, that guy is a good offensive coach. So I think everybody would line up to get him.
Okay, but wouldn't that then be the 49ers making the same mistake again?
Yeah.
And listen, Jim Harbaugh, I think, wears out his teams a little bit. And it was a very obvious step for him to go to Michigan. It made a lot of sense. Went to Michigan. They needed someone to help revive the program. And that seemed pretty obvious. There's not an obvious Kyle Shanahan move to me. Sure, a lot of teams want to have him, but wouldn't this just be the 49ers making this a same mistake they made with Jim Harbaugh?
Well, let me ask you this. Why is Zach Taylor on the hot seat? He's just coming off 2 great seasons. Well, no, I'm sorry. Last year, I thought it was pretty good. He had a winning season without Joe Burrow. The year before that, he was a Super Bowl threat, and now he's on the hot seat. I'll tell you why this is even a topic, because expectations for some teams are so gigantic. If you don't have a winning season when you are an odds-on favorite to make the Super Bowl, the coach takes the brunt of that. And it's a fast-moving league. It's ridiculous. Yeah, of course it's ridiculous to put Kyle Shanahan on the hot seat, but look around the NFL right now. Things are moving so fast.
I understand that. I just thought it didn't move as fast for guys who have at least proven that you will be a contender every year when he is your coach outside of devastating injury years.
I mean, listen, Sean McDermott's won the AFC East every year since he's been there, basically, and you thought he should be on the hot seat last year.
Definitely, but they haven't even made the Super Bowl. See, like, there's different degrees of getting over the hump, and Kyle Shanahan at least getting to the Super Bowl with 2 different quarterbacks, none of which were the caliber of Josh Allen, let's be honest, to me doesn't warrant a trip to the hot seat. for Sean McDermott, you have to wonder about the getting over the hump part of it because he's not been able to be Andy Reid in a big moment.
That's absolutely true. Like, Kyle Shanahan is so close to Andy Reid. Like, I think he'll eventually get over, but Andy Reid was Kyle Shanahan forever.
Yeah.
Kept getting to the brink of it and falling apart late in games. How about Nick Sirianni? He made a Super Bowl and he was most definitely on the hot seat.
Yeah, but see, the thing about Sirianni or even Doug Peterson with your Philadelphia Eagles, it almost felt like the great years maybe were an anomaly, or that the Shanahan consistency is, I think, the thing that separates him. Sirianni hasn't been there long enough to be like so consistent.
Right, right. Except that Sirianni's record is outrageously
good,
which is so funny about Sirianni.
So is LaFleur's.
Yeah,
LaFleur's record is awesome, and he hasn't made it to a championship.
Yeah, but I think
one against Tom Brady, and they lost.
He is another really highly thought of coach. Yeah, no, it'd be crazy. But I was thinking about this. Say it went really bad, and the vibes were off. We have heard inklings of the vibes being off in San Francisco. It makes sense with all the contract issues, a lot of big personalities there. So Debo's strangling the long snapper. Like, there's a lot going on there. How I can't imagine like what he would do to the coaching market, because everyone's talking about Dion and Bill Belichick now, maybe Vrabel. Forget all those guys. Like, I think he would, half the league would offer him. I think guys would fire their coach. Take New England with Drake Mayo. They would fire Jerod Mayo in 3 seconds to get Kyle Shanahan to mentor Jerod Mayo. Or, like, I'm telling you, the Eagles lose in the playoffs. You don't think they would want Kyle Shanahan? He'd be so hot. It'd be crazy.
I just didn't think that Shanahan was anywhere close to the hot seat.
The one thing I will say is that, you know, we've had some calls from San Francisco and Leland from Sacramento, of course. Like, there seems to be anger around this guy.
Furious.
Yeah, and I guess from our standpoint, we're so far away, and some of us root for some terrible teams, me being the Jets. Like, you look at Kyle Shanahan's success and say, okay, even though you may think he's a choker, you may think he can't get it done. Yeah, your team is right on the cusp, right? So, like, one day you'll probably crack through, but maybe for these fans, it's just become untenable where, like, not only we be getting so close and we're missing out, now we're not even close. Now we're 5-5. Now we're back to the middle. Like, are we on the decline? We were mentioning Maggie, a rebuild. Like, do you think Niner fans want to hear about a rebuild when you were just in the Super Bowl and overtime with Patrick Mahomes? Like, that might not sound that appealing to them.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be a total teardown but you have gotten the team has gotten older. And you see it by the amount of injuries. Now, young guys are getting hurt and old guys are getting hurt. But I think if you have the right leadership, though, don't you feel like you're going to weather these kind of storms? But again, you put the mirror right back on me. You know, I always say Sean McDermott should be fired. I wanted Jim Harbaugh. But I think for Shanahan, at least he's proven he can get to the Super Bowl twice.
You know, one of the criticisms of Shanahan is, how are you even in the defense has really declined. Are you even in those meetings? The special teams is a hot mess. Are you even in on those meetings? Are you just an offensive coordinator? Like, I've heard that a lot. Like, why isn't he taking responsibility for the special teams? And that's a real issue with Kyle Shanahan. I think, again, he reminds me so much of Andy Reid. Andy Reid ran into all these things, and eventually they gave up in Philly, and he figured it out in Kansas City. And
also got the best quarterback since Tom Brady.
But I think he became a better coach, too. He became a better game manager. Shanahan's obviously got some famous blown games. I think last year's Super Bowl, when he took the ball first, come on. He's going to get better and better and better. He's 45? How old is Shanahan?
Let's go to the phones. 855-212-4227. Kevin is in Oregon, has a question. I'm not sure if it's for me or for Perloff, Kevin.
Well, it's for both of you guys. First of all, you were talking about the Mona Lisa. My memory is my 3-year-old son had a complete meltdown tantrum when we were in the Louvre, so I picked him up. We ran in and looked at the Mona Lisa for 2 seconds and then ran out of the Louvre completely embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, 3-year-old at the Louvre? Terrible idea.
Yeah, well, you know, it's probably a bad idea. My question is, I keep hearing the term system quarterback. Now, don't all offensive coordinators have systems that they use, that they try and utilize the strengths of their quarterback and their skill players? I mean, it's not like that quarterbacks are in the huddle going, hey, you run a post, you run down 15 yards and cut to the sideline, and you run out into the left flat. I mean, what is a system quarterback?
Perloff, this is really your area of expertise. Kevin, thank you.
You haven't read one of my 3 books on the system quarterback.
His thesis.
The ultimate system quarterback, obviously, guy who, it's going to sound mean, but isn't physically like superior, but just so good at running the system that he wins a bunch of Super Bowls. Joe Montana. Like, Joe Montana could have gone to Arizona, well, it wasn't Arizona at the time, the St. Louis Cardinals, and not been good, but he was perfect for the West Coast system. And that's what Brock Purdy is kind of, people say. Now, Brock Purdy runs around a lot, so he actually breaks out of the system. He is very, very mobile. So I don't know if he can be super mobile in the system quarterback. When Purdy's at his best, he's actually running Kyle Shanahan's system, but the O-line has been bad. So he hasn't been able to be a good system quarterback. But anyway, everyone knows what that means. You know, like Cam Newton in Carolina was not a system quarterback because he would run so much. Josh Allen is definitely not a system quarterback. In fact, he's the opposite of a system. He is the system.
Well, that's Cam Newton's line.
Yeah.
I am the system. Yeah, yeah. It's all built around me. And sometimes the quarterback's like the sun, and you just got to build everything to revolve around them. Right. And sometimes the quarterback's like another planet that revolves around the sun.
Sometimes it's best when the quarterback is just running exactly what the coach has. If the play's not there, just throw it out of bounds immediately. Like, that is a good system quarterback. But then there's some guys who just try and make a play. For example, E.J. Roots for Cam Ward at the University of Miami.
Yeah.
He's the ultimate non-system quarterback.
Yeah.
He blows up the system every single play. And that's why I think he might fall in the NFL draft.
Well, he might. It might be a little harder to have success in the NFL. Because in college, you can get away with it when you're 22 and you're physically superior and all of that.
Yeah, Shador, by the way, the presumed number one pick, Shador Sanders, heels on the ball for about 20 seconds. He's like, I'm going to make a play. You're right, you can't. That's like the opposite of a system. A system is a guy who thinks he's so good he can do everything. Like
Tom
Josh
Brady.
Allen.
Tom Brady was the system.
Yeah,
Tom
Brady was system. Peyton Manning was not exactly system because he brought his own system. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not sure how we got on this. Brock Purdy, it is a real question for the Niners. We know it. It's always been there. Is it Brock Purdy or is it the weapons? Is it Kyle Shanahan?
See, but here's the thing that changed when Shireen joined us. Shireen Williams has been covering the league for 30 years. When she was saying, well, would you be surprised if Kyle Shanahan is even there next year? And also kind of said that about Brock Purdy, too. You mentioned yesterday one of your places, a future Aaron Rodgers landing spot, could be San Francisco. Shireen also thought maybe San Francisco. She also mentioned Sam Darnold. Yeah. She also mentioned Kirk Cousins, who's under contract now in Atlanta, of course.
But Cousins could be got.
Right. So it's kind of like interesting to me that you're telling me 2 years after being an overtime, a play away, a third down conversion potentially away from beating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, you would now have a new head coach and a new quarterback. And by the way, what makes you stop there? Is John Lynch on the hot seat too? Like, where does this end? So you're telling me 2 years after that, you would be getting rid of the three, the trifecta, the triumvirate of any football team, your general manager, your coach, and your quarterback. They'd all be gone?
I can imagine that because I saw it in Philadelphia.
Not the GM.
Well, the GM stayed, but the GM had gotten fired earlier when Chip Kelly took over and he just hung around the building and got rehired. But generally, though, like, yeah, Doug Peterson was gone in 2 years. Carson Wentz was gone in 2 years. And Sirianni got Jalen Hurts to the Super Bowl. Sirianni is lucky to be there right now. He was almost fired this last offseason. And I don't know how long Hurts will be there. Howie loves the new quarterbacks.
Man, but I mean, at least Carson Wentz, like, he got hurt. You know, Purdy, he's week to week. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But then he had two healthy seasons. Like,
Purdy hasn't shown you. Yeah, he's day to day now with the shoulder. But has Purdy warranted this? Kind of feels like disrespect.
Jimmy G made the Super Bowl in 2019. It was very clear by 2022 that they had completely moved on.
Well, Jimmy G had a turnover problem that Brock Purdy doesn't have. Jimmy G was flawed in ways that Brock Purdy is not.
I don't know. Remember then Jimmy G got back in when Lance got hurt, and he was great, actually.
They went with Brock when he got hurt, and they said all along that Brock was the best guy in the room.
At that point, they'd already said goodbye to Jimmy G four times. In 2022, Garoppolo had 103 ratings, 16 touchdowns, 4 picks. He was awesome.
Okay, but that's not the story of Jimmy's career. He's not known as a guy who doesn't turn the ball over. It's the total opposite.
His interceptions aren't that bad. Jimmy G was just, in big moments, he missed some big throws.
855-212-4227. Okay, so Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan, could they both be gone? That's kind of crazy to me. Coming up, we're going to play a little game called Do You Believe It? Got some very famous people saying some very ridiculous things. Are they true? We'll tell you next. Okay, Perloff and I absolutely obsessed with Prize Picks because it's the most fun daily fantasy game that you can play. It's the best place to get real money sports action. When you watch football, combine that with the NBA. And it's so simple to use. What do? Download the app, the Prize Picks app. It's on my home screen. I love it. You pick two or more players across any sport, then all you do is pick more or less on their projection, mm-hmm. and you could win up to 100 times your money.
Okay, I made a mistake last night. I listened to Alex. Alex in the back. Mm. He was telling me Dyson Daniels is one of the best players in the NBA. So I had over 22.5 points and rebounds. He had 21. Thanks, Alex. Luckily, I'm not going to listen tonight. I'm getting right back on the bandwagon. That's the best thing about Prize Picks. You have a tough call. Maybe someone gave you some bad advice. It doesn't matter. There's a new day today. Daily fantasy. It's awesome. And Prize Picks even invented the flex play, so you can still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. All you do is download the Prize Picks app and use the code MNP and get a $50 credit instantly when you play just $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win. Say you listen to Alex and you lost. You don't even need to win to get the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. It's Alex proof, you might say. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states where it's lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff show. A lot of strange headlines in NFL and college this week, Maggie, but do we buy them all?
It's always the big question. Are people trying to manipulate us, lie? Not just you and me, the public. This is why we're here. We try to sift through all the garbage.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people distrust anything that is said in a podium. That's just probably a lie.
Generally?
I don't care what field you're in. If somebody has actually set up a podium and put a microphone, the person behind that microphone is probably lying. Tom Brady admitted it. It's all lies.
Except for us. We always tell the truth 100% of the time, and that's what makes us a little bit different. But we do like to play a little game around here sometimes called Do You Believe It? And of course, we need a little game show music behind it. Okay, first, do you believe it comes from Jets wide receiver Devontae Adams, who was talking yesterday about does he regret being traded from the Raiders to the Jets, considering the Jets season is now basically over?
No, I don't. I don't live my life like that. You'll drive yourself crazy. You know, hindsight's always 20/20. So you can sit here and look at it now and say, oh, I could have maybe stayed there. It would have been more comfortable. Wouldn't have had to move and all that stuff. But for me, it's about going with my gut and in my life. And that's how I make my decisions. I live with them.
That was on the Up and Adams show with our pal Kay Adams. Do you believe it that Devontae Adams does not regret wanting to be traded to the Jets?
I don't think he's living in regret because of the place he left. I think he wanted out of the Raiders, the team-wise. I think he loved living in Vegas. I don't think he loved moving to New Jersey, obviously. But I think because he was going from such a train wreck to another train wreck, I don't think he's filled with regret over that move.
I do not believe this. I think he probably feels like he was sold a bill of goods by Rodgers. I don't know if Rodgers is being honest with him about maybe how hurt Rodgers is himself and how much he's not feeling like himself. And I think why he also regrets this is because there are times when it doesn't look like he and Aaron Rodgers have ever met before, let alone played all those seasons together in Green Bay. So, no, I do not believe that Devontae Adams has no regrets about wanting to get traded to the Jets.
But do you think he has any regrets about leaving the Raiders?
So he said before he didn't want to be chasing something, which is why he had not asked for a trade previously from the Raiders.
But then
so now he's going to have to go to another place. Like, he can't stay in Jersey while Rodgers goes to Tennessee or something. He's going to chase Rodgers around?
It went so far south in Vegas. So that was like he was getting portrayed in a negative light week after week with some comment or something. Like, that couldn't have lasted. Now he's just one of many messy things in New York. He was the problem in Vegas. I think it's actually a better situation. At least we're not saying anything negative about Devontae.
We're not saying anything about him at all. He's not doing anything.
That's better than before.
Anonymous. Okay, our next Do You Believe It? This one went to Adam Schefter. Sources telling Adam Schefter that Ray Lewis may be a candidate to be the new Florida Atlantic University head coach, the FAU Owls. Mm. Pearl, do you believe it? Ray Lewis, the Hall of Famer, could be their head coach.
Well, I do believe that Ray Lewis could be a head coach in a second. I mean, that makes perfect sense. He's the inspirational guy. He's a football savant. He's a genius at football. I've actually seen games where he was calling both sides. He was calling the offensive plays 2 seconds before. Nobody can see the field like Ray Lewis. So, I could totally believe it. I don't think this particular case happens, but if he wanted to coach, I could totally see someone taking a try.
Okay. I don't know if if I believe this because I think for as positive as people are about Ray Lewis, there's still this baggage of what happened back in 2000 when he was found guilty of obstruction of justice in connection with a murder. I mean, it's serious stuff, and I'm not trying to bring the show down. I'm thinking that doesn't, when you're being put in a position of authority, that's very different than just being a football player on a football team, right? Now you're in charge of young men, impressionable young men. Maybe that's he can say, learn from my mistakes, and maybe there's a positive message there. But I feel like you're going to have to answer to that for people who are like college presidents and people who are not just sycophant sports fans.
College presidents are going to answer for something ethical? That's so funny. That's a good joke. Who's next?
All right. The next one. Well, this is from our friend Kevin Clark. Kevin Clark has a podcast. It's a good one. He had Adam Schefter, the insider, on as a guest. And he asked the question to Schefter, what is the oddest place you've ever broken a news story? And here's what Schefter said.
I can remember being in Denver one time. And how do I say this? I had just spent time with this woman for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
And
sure.
And got a text that Dale Carter was being suspended. I think it was for 8 games for substance abuse. And so as I continued to lay there, confirm it, and got the job done, Kevin. In every which way.
Do you believe it? I believe that something like this happened, that he broke news around a time when he was, you know, getting intimate with some woman. But I'm going to need a second source on getting the job done, because I'd like to hear from her perspective. You could give me 100 guesses of who in sports media would be considered a sensual lover, and I don't know if Adam Schefter's breaking that top 100.
First of all, I believe it, because why would you make that up?
Have Dale Carter now be involved.
Well, the funny thing about this, one quick nitpick, I saw the headline that he did this during sex. And then I saw a follow-up today, a journalism, would correct to say, afterwards. During, now that'd be problematic. I think if you're the partner, I think you'd have a right to complain if you know, you guys are in the middle of something and he's texting. I mean, it's one thing to watch TV. We've all done that.
Wow. Yeah, what? I mean, talk about multitask. Whoa. But the reason why I would say I don't think that Schefter would be like, he would not break the top 100, I don't think, on like sensual lovers in sports media, is because this guy, I think, is too focused on breaking news at all times of his life. Like, I don't think he can even put it aside for 5 minutes to be like, I'm going to focus on you, I'm going to focus on this. I think he's always thinking in the back of his mind, is Dale Carter getting popped for substance abuse issues, I'm going to break the story.
So if you were looking to date an NFL insider, you would want the one who's the worst at his job. They're like, this guy hasn't broken anything in weeks.
Years.
He must be paying attention to women. Yeah. I mean, Maggie, I think if you want to power rank the sexiest insiders, I'd be down for that.
Let's go. That's Wednesday's great debate.
Yeah.
I got Glazer.
Glazer knows all those MMA moves. Very flexible.
See, I think that's the thing about these insiders, like Glazer and Schefter and Shams and Woj. Like, I just don't think they have the skill set.
You don't think Woj is sexy?
It's about I know, how dare I? I think it's about giving the time, effort, and attention that it takes to actually make sure. It was his line. He said, we both got the job done. Does he have the attention span to get the job done? Because I think he's more focused on breaking the news.
Maybe. I mean, listen, you know, Ian Rappaport got the name Rap Sheet because of his work in the bars with the ladies. Yeah. It was rap sheets. Yeah. Rap in the sheets. It was originally Rap in the Sheets and eventually became Rap Sheet. I mean, that guy is a Lothario.
Again, I'm not making a judgment on who they are. I'm making a judgment on the characteristics they display. I don't think Adam Schefter has time to light a candle and put the music on and do all the stuff because he's too busy worried about his Kevin Stefanski on the hot seat. No woman cares about that in that moment.
This isn't a Netflix movie, Maggie. We're not lighting candles and doing all this stuff. What is going on here?
It also isn't an Amazon Alexa soundtrack that Bogus was listening to last week.
Yeah, that's true. But also, Maggie, not to point fingers, but you're Do you stop watching Browns Raiders second half all 22 when you need to? You can put things aside.
Yeah, but I'm not a newsbreaker. I'm not a Schefter type.
But you're always watching game film. What's the difference?
I also said game I listened film. To it on the radio. Wait, Schefter. Also, when Woj like retired or whatever, remember they were talking about how they always have to answer phones like at the urinal and like they never get a moment's peace.
Sure.
So now all of a sudden, when it's about this, it's going to be about the woman. It's not. I just need the second source on this that Schefter got the job done.
Well, I don't believe this happened.
You don't think the whole thing happened?
No. It definitely happened.
No.
Yeah, get out of here. Why would that not happen?
Because
it's dumb.
Think?
It's like there's no way. Because I know there's been conflict of, was it after or during? He is suggesting that it was during.
No, he said after.
Not.
Yeah.
Oh, I disagree.
Go back to the clip.
in the clip, he definitely
He made
after.
It sound like he maybe stopped and then went back and then.
He did not.
No, he does not.
Okay.
Well, regardless, I think the point is, like, I could see Schefter stopping midway because of a trade deadline. Yeah. I mean, listen, the guy's dedicated to his job. Maggie's right. And by the way, if I don't
paid
want
like
it,
$8 million a year.
Listen, I follow the guy on social media.
He better stop. And
yeah, he better stop. Like,
yeah.
Otherwise,
you need to know if Mike McCarthy's out. Is he out?
A competitive field.
I have one follow up.
I can't wait to hear this.
I think there's a Mrs. Schefter.
Oh yeah.
I don't think this story is about Mrs. Schefter.
No,
so how does she feel about this story becoming public yesterday?
So I think that they got married.
Not that it's anything nefarious, just that this is a different woman in his history.
I mean, don't you have to kind of, like, you realize when you get married that, well, it depends on your situation, but there could have been people before you.
Yeah.
Isn't it your wife's birthday today? Happy birthday, Katie.
Can our research department find out when did Dale Carter get suspended and when did he get married?
Also, I don't believe this. Dale Carter got suspended in, like, 98.
No, I got it right here.
Text?
Okay.
So Dale Carter broke into the league with the Chiefs in 1992. He was in Denver. He did not play the entire 2000 season because of a violation of the league's substance abuse policy. So it was the year 2000. So it wasn't even.
What year did Schefter get married?
He's not getting texts in 2000.
I don't think so.
You know, it's funny because I'm reading. John Clayton also broke this story. We know John may rest in peace. He got busy.
He saw the commercial.
Ponytail. Yeah. That commercial.
Ladies couldn't keep their hands off the ponytail.
Yeah, so here's a Clayton story. Maybe, you know, back then, Schefter was with the NFL then. He was at the Denver Post. He wasn't even with. Yeah, I mean.
He's still breaking news.
Wait a minute.
Right. No, I'm saying John Clayton broke it for ESPN and Schefter broke it somewhere else.
Sorry. Dale Carter, Defensive Rookie of the Year, 92.
Yeah, it was July 19th, 2000. Okay.
Yep. This is what Pro Football Reference says, that Dale Carter did not play the entire 2000 season.
You guys have to believe the Easter Bunny to believe this story.
Wow, you really think he made it up?
In 1999, he's not getting text. So that means he would have had to have been called.
Maybe
yeah, right.
Call.
No, that's a great
phone.
No. You
1999. People aren't texting in 1999.
No, but you had a cell phone in 99.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, that's fine. I'm saying that he would have had to have been called. So the process of
did he specify it was a text?
Yeah,
he did. I just listened to it. He did.
He said I got a text that this guy got suspended. A guy who played in the 90s. Okay, so we're gonna believe.
Maybe he meant a letter.
Yeah. Well, like, so
he got a fax.
So that means he would have either had to check his email. Which could have been a thing.
Oh, maybe it was a BlackBerry, and it came in like what we'd call shorthand today was a text. Maybe it was an email.
I think you guys are
EJ. Why would you make this up?
Being
like,
gullible?
Were you trying to brag? Like, what?
It did go viral.
We're all talking about it. It adds to the legend of Adam Schefter. There's plenty of reasons to make this up.
So this thing I'm looking at right now says by the year 2000, text messaging was popular. Message volumes were averaging around 35 texts per person per month in the U.S.
Really?
Do you remember
in 2000.
When we were first texting and you had to go through each letter?
Yeah, right. Like a phone, right?
Alex would not know anything about this.
No, I do. I had a flip phone when I was in middle school.
It's also possible the text was from a number he knew was a source that said, you got to call me ASAP.
Like,
that could have
been
the message, not Dale Carter's getting suspended. It couldn't might not have been a 6-line text like now. It might have just been like, hey, call me. I've got news.
This soundbite makes it sound like he put in work. He then got a message. Oh, shoot. This guy got suspended. Let me put it out there real quickly so everyone knows immediately what happened. I got the job done. That's clearly not what happened. It's impossible.
He could have been, I think he was lying there in the bed with the woman, and he got notifications. Probably got a call.
Post-coitus.
No, well, yeah. to break a story in 1999?
That's totally reasonable. That is not I mean, the guy broke 100 stories. And
all right, let's get
he has kids. He obviously is not. Okay. He has slept with women. It's not like right. No one's saying that Adam Schefter is a virgin. So I'm like, why is this surprising?
I'm saying the order of operations. He made it sound like this all happened very quickly, and there's no way that happened.
Why not?
You know how long it takes to break a story in 1999?
How old were you in 1999?
8.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I
was in college. Perloff was working. Like you were 8. I remember how 2000
maybe
worked.
Kicked off the process of breaking the story.
Right.
He didn't say that though.
Oh, dude,
man.
I initially said I didn't believe this. I've showed you all the reasons why it's not true, and all you guys keep saying is, well, maybe he did this or maybe he did that. I'm saying what he said is not true.
Well, so you said people weren't texting. I just showed you people were texting. So you can't. You didn't show us how it wasn't possible.
Not everybody was texting like that.
I think also.
But he was. That's what his job was.
Wait, but EJ, I think you have a bigger issue is that you think that he made it up for clout.
Absolutely.
Right.
But such an odd makeup for clout.
I actually thought it makes him look like a nerd. Like, that's his best story.
Yeah.
Like he's laughing, he's giggling, he's like, huh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let me tell you, Kev. Well, I was back in the day with a woman.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
You have different ears.
Come on, guys. Really?
Wait, I'm sorry, Bogus. You think that this was a boring place?
I hear him being like nerdy, like I was near a naked woman. Like he can't tell the story. Oh. And then like it makes a hunt like he should have had a story where it happened right after he...
Yeah, I mean, he's probably had thousands since then. I mean,
He's been
married for a long time. Yeah, right. I assume.
You'd think, like, my phone has buzzed when I've been with my wife. Like, so if mine has, I'm pretty sure that Adam Schefter's has. Like, this is a run-of-the-mill story. Like, this should be... The story should involve being, like, on a private jet somewhere or in a... Like, this is a run-of-the-mill. I would assume this has happened to all of these guys. I thought the story... When push comes to shove is lame, not him trying to sound cool. And he doesn't sound cool in telling the story. It's like he's telling it the first time he ever saw a naked woman story.
Literally every tweet was like, wow, look at Adam Schefter. What a boss.
He did say he got the job done. Like he was trying to get the job done.
Which also by the way, you misunderstood that. When a guy says got the job done, he's talking about himself. He does not care what happened.
Well, he could have been led to believe he got the job done.
Like, I don't really think. Did he like candles? And wait. What job are you talking about? This is
typical.
We're breaking stories.
Typical.
And got the job done. I mean, come on. This is football we're talking about. This is a man's world. Like. This is not a concern.
I know. And men wonder, why do women sleep with the bartender? You know?
Why?
Some pay attention to them.
Oh. Because they're not breaking NFL news?
Exactly. No, they got nowhere to be. They can put nothing to do.
I'll tell you why. They have a 2.4 blood alcohol level.
That's also not false.
And I know bartenders who I know as a fact are terrible in bed. Yeah. That's why they're bartenders.
All right.
I mean, listen, NFL insiders are not sexy. That's just the way it is. Like, there's just nothing sexy about the job. It's the nerdiest thing that you could possibly... Yeah. You walk into a bar and said, I broke the Dale Carter story. Nobody's going home with you.
I still don't know who Dale Carter is.
He was the defensive rookie of the year in 1992, Bogus.
He was really good, apparently.
If he hadn't been sidetracked with all the substance abuse.
Defensive rookie of the year. I'd never heard of this guy.
Did he have like a million picks one year? I feel like that was a thing with Dale Carter.
How about
7 picks his rookie year.
For which team? Chiefs?
Casey.
Okay. All right. So maybe I do know who he is.
Yeah, right. He's got one of those. It's like, Dale Carter. I mean, he was the best chief of all time. Human joystick. Who is that guy?
Dante Hall.
Dante Hall. That was my favorite. I forgot his name right there. Which is good. But, you know, one time I was getting busy and there was a Dante Hall highlight package on SportsCenter.
Well, when you said human joystick, I didn't know what you were talking about. I knew where you
were. He's got two daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Damn you, Schefter. It's all your fault. 855-212. I don't know why I'm giving out the number. 4227. I don't know what you... Do you believe Schefter?
The strongest argument, EJ, is why on earth would this dude make that up? Like, if you're going to make up something for clout, have... Two women
in
the bed or do something. It's definitely not working.
Oh, my God. You guys are the only two guys who are taking this like, oh, he's such a nerd. Not many people are looking at it that way.
People are saying he's dedicated to the news-breaking thing, not that he's dedicated to lovemaking.
No, like, I know that, but I'm saying it's like, wow, look at this guy. He's just...
It's the same as when Woj had to leave the phone next to the shower. Like, it's the same thing. Like, nobody's like, wow.
It's not the same thing. It's a
shower. I'm going to tell you what.
It's similar.
Listen, we are on all of our amazing Infinity Sports Network affiliates. We're on SiriusXM Channel 158, and we love this as an audio product, and you get everything you can. Our chat was created for segments like this. I can't read one thing that these guys and gals have written in this chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet. And there's no curses. Not one curse. But I can't read any
Cap
of these.
Cap will ban you in a second and never let you come back.
Cap's part of the... He's chiming in.
Is anyone
he's leading the chorus.
Is anyone in the chat in that exact situation where they just... finished something?
Got the job done, I think.
Yeah, they sitting there. Did they get the job done?
I can't even read one of these. I keep scrolling. I'm like, nope, nope, nope. Nope, nope, nope. Nope. Nope, no. You're going to have to find those for yourself. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet.
By the way, Billy Wolf, yours is my favorite.
I mean, that's the MVP comment. Billy, congratulations. Can't read it.
Definitely can't.
Big ups to the affiliates. I would never do that to you guys. You can trust us. Billy, that's funny. 855-212-4227. Bokes, can you hang around for 1 second? We're 40 after. He's out.
I'm busy.
Breaking story?
Getting busy.
I want to fact check more texting stats in 1999.
I've already been away for too long, so I got to go back.
Anyway, okay. We're back in a minute.
All right. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new 2025 Hyundai Tucson Hybrid that has class-leading advanced safety features like the available blind spot view monitor to make your ride more enjoyable. We have one segment left, and thank God, because I don't know if we'll ever get back on track after the last segment, talking about Adam Schefter's news-breaking techniques.
Yeah, part of the conversation was about the techniques. It was also about the location.
Oh, don't.
Sorry. He said it, not us. We just were asking, do you believe that Adam Schefter broke news once?
Yeah, and now it's just become a contest in the chat who could have the dirtier pun.
That's youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet.
And EJ, curious. Just the thought that Adam Schefter is doing this for clout, like what kind of person would be like, hey, guess what I did? I broke a story about Dale Carter being suspended after I got some action. Like, that's your clout? That's your big story?
EJ's right. People are looking at him like he's a Lothar. Like, he's like, man, maybe there's a different side of Adam Schefter that we never knew.
You guys are making perfect sense. I'm saying what the internet does not make sense. So I'm saying what is happening is not what you guys think. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, if you want to, whatever. There's like better stories of being clout. I mean, I don't know. Even I have better stories than that, and I don't have any good stories.
And this story is 2 decades old. It hasn't been topped in 2 decades? Yeah. And this is still his story?
I mean, yeah, what do you guys think he's breaking news, jumping out of an airplane?
I don't know. Like,
basically, the urinal and post-coitus is probably as good as you're getting here.
But you said it. He makes millions of dollars. Yeah. He could have been like backstage at a Taylor Swift show. Yeah. Like, there definitely could have been different stories.
He could be getting busy in a Burger King bathroom. Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
doing the Humpty Hump? Yeah. The Humpty Dance?
Yeah. I mean, he's Schefter.
Who sang that song? Humpty Hump, right?
Digital Underground.
Yeah.
Tupac is a dancer, right?
All right. Let's get to the headlines.
Oh, they are proudly sponsored by PXG Golf. And right on cue,
they're delighted.
Staying long and straight on the golf course is easier than ever with PXG clubs. Take your game to a whole new level. Save $10 per club at pxg.com/football and use code Schefter.
Why does everything sound dirty now? Everything.
I blame Schefter.
I blame Billy Wolf in the chat.
Let's quickly go back to the 76ers. 5 straight losses, a 2-12 start thanks to last night's 117-111 loss in Memphis. Joel Embiid did post 35 points and 11 boards, but then apparently called the person who leaked the story about Tyrese Maxey calling out Embiid for being chronically late a piece of bleep. Embiid did say he knows he needs to be on time more often.
Wait, did he call the person out by name?
No, he said whoever leaked it is a piece of bleep.
Oh, just hold me back. Like,
kinda.
Whoever did that.
Yes.
Oh, he doesn't know who did it.
He wasn't calling out the reporter.
No.
That was a story from 2 weeks ago when he pushed a reporter.
Yeah, no. This is, first of all, 2 nights ago, he said, when he was first asked about the story, he said, we had a meeting, I don't know. And they're like, okay, never mind. And then last night, he said, whoever did it sucks. But he acknowledged that he does have an issue with being on time.
That's crazy. Like an NBA superstar has trouble getting to meetings on time?
Never happened before.
No, I'm serious. Like in the NFL, like if you're not like everyone's on Coughlin time, even like the craziest players get to meetings. I don't know. It's weird.
One other Sixers note, Paul George hyperextended his left knee last night. Head coach Nick Nurse thought postgame that PG-13 avoided structural damage. George missed the first five games of the season with the same injury to the same knee. Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns combining for 70 points as the Knicks kept the Suns struggling 138-122. Phoenix has lost five straight and 6-7. The Warriors thumped the Hawks 120-97, and Giannis hung 41 on the Bulls in Milwaukee's 122-106 win. The Bucks have taken four of their last five. It's career win number 1,217 for Gino Auriemma, 85-41 over FDU. The UConn coach now has more wins than anyone in NCAA history, breaking his tie with retired Stanford coach Tara Vanderveer. Here's Gino on the possibility of no one getting close to his mark.
The world's changed so much, you know, the game's changing. The role of coaches is changing. I don't know that coaches are going to want to be spending 40 years doing the same thing in the environment that they're doing it in now, or they're asked to do it in now.
As Maggie has mentioned this morning, top-ranked South Carolina winning its program record 43rd straight game last night, 77-45 over Clemson. Those Geno UConn teams have had like a 70-something game, a 90-something game, and a 111-game win streak.
Haven't won since 2016, though.
That is true.
Hot seat for Geno. Just kidding. I'm joking, obviously.
Last thing from me, Braves lefty Chris Sale, Tigers lefty Tarik Skubal, the Cy Young Award winners, MVPs handed out today. Obviously, very likely Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani.
Guys, who came in second in Cy Young voting?
It doesn't matter.
Met. They former Met.
Yeah, he didn't win, though.
Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
You know, I wonder where Juan Soto is today. Are actually, people are flying to him. He's not flying all over the country,
correct.
Right? So they're all going to Scott Boras' office.
Well, he went to L.A.,
office.
Didn't he?
That's where Boras' office.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're coming to meet him in L.A.
Yeah.
So the Yankees went to New York.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to L.A.
Yep.
So, yeah, to me, I feel like he'll give up the geography and at least consider the West Coast. Because I feel like players, once they get into this mix, like they're not as loyal to the geography.
Well, there was an idea that he wanted to be on the East Coast because it's an easier flight to the D.R., yeah, but he here's my question. Why does it seem like it's a foregone conclusion? Did he ever say this outright, it's going to be the team that gives me the most money? Or we just assume that because he's a Boras client?
We're assuming that.
Okay. Because if it's just going to be whoever's going to offer the most money, and I'm assuming non-deferred, right? Because he could have taken the Washington Nationals deal, and that had all this deferred money in it.
Right.
And he didn't like that. So why do people think this is going to stretch on and on and on and on?
They don't. Everybody I keep reading thinks it's going to get done by the beginning of December, like winter meetings. Yeah, there is no, at least at the moment, there is no expectation from the Jeff Passans of the world that this is going to be like Bryce Harper when he went into spring training.
Okay.
This is supposed to get done on the quicker side.
I also thought it was interesting where he met with Hal Steinbrenner, the New York Yankees, who he just played for the entire season. Apparently had a lot of questions about player development and what they do to develop players. Like, that was never a conversation when you played for the team. You went to spring training with the team. You've been with the team. You've got no idea about the inner workings of the team. Like,
I read the report about his meeting with Hal Steinbrenner. That sounded like the Yankees are as close to off the list. Like, Hal Steinbrenner was like, yeah, the meeting was okay, I guess. Like, geez Louise, like, that's not happening, right? Like,
I think that we're doing is killing time until they pay the most money for him.
I feel like the MLB free agency is just killing time and making up headlines till the Dodgers decide if they want him or not.
That's how
it always works.
Maybe this is my rationalization of the Mets not getting him, but all along I think this is just about the Yankees finding out what they have to actually pay to keep him with the most money.
I think so too. And I think they probably have to figure out how long is this going to go where Boras keeps using the Mets to drive the price up, because there's no ending to the Mets owner's money. And there is a number, I think, for Hal Steinbrenner. I do think the Yankees have a stop number. I don't know if the Mets do.
I think we need a contest here. I think we need to do, maybe tomorrow, put names, like we gotta put our bets in where Soto ends up. Because I think the other teams besides the Yankees have a good chance here.
I'll tell you that we could do the team that needs him the most, because I've got my thoughts on who needs Juan Soto. That's a different conversation.
Thank you. Finally, you're seeing it from a Phillies point of view.
It was not the Phillies.
Oh, please.
Bring him home, baby.
Home.
Bryce Harper. Yeah, he's basically Bryce Harper and Trey Turner. He's basically part of the Phillies already. They love that guy. They're all former teammates. That fence and Citizens Bank, are you kidding me? Make it happen.
I'd like to think the baseball gods will not reward Andrew Perloff in this way. Thank you, Manny. Thank you to Alex. Thank you to Bogish. Thank you to Kaplan. Manny.